to take a picture of the back of that Midland. I'll see if I can find the connector. Like I said, I found one for my ball thing and for my QIP and the motor, you know, not my Motorola, but my Malinkos and things like that. That's what I use in my kid one that I had. So, yeah, if you can send me a link through Discord or a picture of it through Discord, I'll see what I can come up with. But yeah, SQL is a good database. Why they're doing it for radio, I still don't know. Unless, like Sean said, it's for provisioning and everything else like that. And I got to jump out here because I got to go set up this drinking stuff before my mother-in-law has a coronary. So, 73 to everybody. I'll be out in a bit. KC, KGL.
See, I believe it's called a Canon connector. I'm pretty sure they're called Canon connectors. And but I didn't get a good look at it. But they're those small circular with the little pins. It's kind of fidgety to work with, but I'm thinking that's what they're called. Greg?
Yep, Tom, if you're still listening, yeah, but Sean's right, Canon connector, small, round, 6 to 8 pins. Actually, it's female on the radio. And I can get a cable for $60, but the $10 one sounds a lot better. But it's so ancient, it's just old stuff. I'll get you a picture if I get a chance. And the overall idea, Dakota, on the database, I mean, just picture any CPS software. It's got zones, channels, you know, frequencies, are you scanning it or not, all, you know, the CPS codes, all of that. Instead of just having it in like a spreadsheet form, you know, that's the front end of it, but it's putting it in a database. That's all. It's just that old and probably that commercial going way back. That's just what they did in those things.